So we are going to practice Yoga Nidra in preparation for Yoga Nidra. You're lying on your back in Shavasana, dead man's pose. You make yourself as comfortable as possible. In this position, the body should be straight from head to toe, the legs slightly apart and the arms a little bit away from the body, with the palms turned upwards. Adjust everything, your body, your position, your clothes, until you are completely comfortable. During the practice of Yoga Nidra, there should be no physical movement. Close your eyes and keep them closed until the practice of Yoga Nidra is completed. Take a deep breath, and as you breathe out, feel the cares and worries of your day flow out from you. In the practice that follows, you are going to develop a feeling of relaxation in the body. Some things I will speak slowly, and other times I will speak quickly. It is not necessary to make any movements or deliberately relax your muscles. Simply develop the feeling of relaxation. It is like the feeling you have just before you go to sleep, when relaxation becomes deep. Sleep comes, but you should not try, but you should not try to keep yourself completely awake. Make a resolution to yourself that you will not sleep. I will remain awake throughout the entire practice. During the Yoga Nidra, you are functioning on all levels of hearing and awareness. And the only important thing to do is to follow the instructions. Simply follow the instructions with total attention and also feelings. If thoughts come from time to time, return to your practice. Allow yourself to become calm and steady. Become aware of your body relaxed completely. Make yourself physically calm and steady. Feel that the legs are relaxed, the trunk is relaxed, the head, the arms, the hands. Develop the awareness of your body right from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And say to yourself in your mind, completely aware of the whole body. Say to yourself again, without using your voice, and again, mentally, relax your whole body mentally. Relax by breathing normally and becoming aware of the breath as it moves between the throat and the navel. Aware of your natural breathing, no forcing. Navel to the throat breathing. Navel to the throat breathing. Please go on with this awareness and slowly feel yourself becoming more relaxed. Now leave your breathing and become aware that you are going to practice Yoga Nidra. The practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. I'm going to make a resolve. This is the time for you to make your resolve. A simple resolve, an intention, as if it were already happening. Please state yourself the resolve clearly with feeling and intention 3 times. Now, if you don't have one, you can use one of mine. I am experiencing vibrant well-being. Or perhaps I am experiencing inner peace in my life. Whatever your resolve, think of your resolve and take your time to repeat it 3 times, clearly and with feeling. Now we will turn to the rotation of consciousness. The rotation of awareness by taking a trip through different places in your body. As quickly as possible, the awareness is to go from part to part. Repeat the part in your mind and simultaneously become aware of that part of your body. Keep yourself alert, but do not concentrate too intently. Become aware of the right hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger. Become aware of the palm of the hand. Become aware of your palm, the back of the hand, the wrist, the lower arm, the elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the armpit, the right waist, the right hip, the right thigh, the kneecap, the calf muscle, the ankle, the heel, the sole of the right foot, the top of the foot, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, left side, become aware of the left thumb, the second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, the wrist, the lower arm, the elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the armpit, the left side waist, the left hip, the left thigh, the kneecap, the calf muscle, the ankle, the heel, the sole of the left foot, the top of the foot, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now to the back. Become aware of the right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, the right buttock, the left buttock, the spine, the whole back together. Now move to the front, go to the top of the head, the top of the head, the forehead, both sides of the head, the right eyebrow, the left eyebrow, the space between the eyebrows, the right eyelid, the left eyelid, the right eye, the left eye, the right ear, the left ear, the right cheek, the left cheek, the nose, the tip of the nose, the upper lip, the lower lip, the chin, the throat, the right chest, the left chest, the middle of the chest, the navel, the abdomen, the whole of the right leg, the whole of the left leg, both legs together, the whole of the right arm, the whole of the left arm, both arms together, the whole of the back, the buttocks, spine, shoulder blades, the whole front, abdomen, chest, the whole of the back and front together, the whole of the head, the whole of the body, the whole of the body together, the whole of the body together. Now become aware of the meeting points between your body and the floor. Feel the meeting points between the body and the floor. Sharp meeting points, body and floor. Feel the floor holding you to its bosom like a baby in arms. Now concentrate on your body as as if seeing it from the outside, looking on your body as an object. See your head, your clothes, your whole body from top to bottom, lying in dead man's pose on the floor in this room. Visualize or see yourself as a body, as an object, a reflection in an imaginary mirror. You are looking at your own reflection in the mirror and you see yourself lying on the floor, your feet, abdomen, chest, arms, hands, clothing, nose, closed eyes, forehead, hair, everything is reflected in that mirror. Awareness of your body as an object. Make sure you are not sleeping. Now bring yourself, your attention to your natural breathing. Become aware that you are breathing quietly and slowly. Become conscious of your breathing, nothing else. Concentrate now on the flow of the breath between the navel and the throat. Feel the breath moving along this passage. As you inhale, the air rises from the navel to the throat. As you exhale, it falls from the throat to the navel. Become aware of this. Now become aware of the breath through the nostrils, the natural breath flowing through both nostrils and meeting at the top to form a triangle. Think of the breathing as it starts to separate from a distance and drawing near, and unity uniting at the eyebrow center. Now concentrate on each breath and try to determine its temperature. Move back and forth and compare the temperatures. In yoga, we say the left nostril breath is Ida, moon, and the right is Pingala, sun. Ida, the left breath, is cooler, and Pingala, the right breath, is warmer. Continue your awareness, but imagine that you are now breathing with alternate nostrils. Inhale in one nostril and put it out through the other, up and down the sides of the triangle and back again. Maintain your awareness and start counting each breath with full attention. 54, inhale left, 54, exhale right. 53, inhale left, 53, exhale right. 52, inhale left, 52, exhale right, and so on. Continue counting to zero. Total awareness of the counting and the breathing. If you make a mistake or you reach zero, just start again from 54. Now stop your counting and remain aware of your breath. Feel the natural rhythm of your breath. Inhale evenly through both nostrils, exhaling evenly through both nostrils. Totally aware, no sleeping. Awake a feeling of heaviness in the body. Awaken that feeling of heaviness. Become aware of the heaviness in every single part of your body. You are feeling so heavy that you are sinking into the floor. Awareness of heaviness. Awareness of heaviness. Now awake the feeling of lightness. Awake the feeling of lightness, a sensation of lightness and weightlessness in all parts of the body. Your body feels so light that it seems to be floating away from the floor. Awareness of lightness. Now experience of pain. Concentrate and try to remember the experience of pain. Any pain you've experienced in your life, whether mental or physical, recollect the feeling of pain. Now recollect the feeling of pleasure. Any pleasure, whether mental or physical, recollect this feeling and make it vivid. Awareness of the feeling of pleasure. Check to make sure you are still awake. Are you sleepy or drowsy? Make sure that you are not sleeping. Say to yourself, I am awake. Now we're going to the inner space. Think of an ocean. Think of a dark blue ocean. Become aware of the waves. That ocean lies within the inner space, the chittakasha. The rolling waves represent sleep. The manifesting unconscious state of your mind, become aware of the state and try to visualize the state of unconsciousness within you, like waves on an ocean. Above is a beautiful blue sky, and below is a vast ocean with infinite waves, the manifesting process of the unconsciousness. Now imagine a well. Imagine a well that you are looking into. The well is deep and dark, a cylindrical tunnel into the depths of the earth. There is a bucket on a chain. You will lower the bucket into the well, and it moves into the abysmal darkness. You can feel it on the chain in the depths, but you cannot see it. Now pull the bucket up out of the darkness and into the light. Let's lower the bucket again, but this time, if you wish, you could get into the bucket, and I will lower you down and pull you back up again safely, perfectly safely. Now the bucket is winding down, and you are descending slowly through the light, moving into the darkness, unknown, all-pervading darkness, complete darkness and emptiness around you, so dark you cannot even see yourself, but you can know and feel that you are. You descend a little further with complete awareness that you are. Now I am winding you up through the darkness and into the dim light, from the dim light into the daylight and out of the well. Ask yourself, what am I thinking? Do not think, but become aware of the spontaneous thought process. Become a witness. Do not suppress any thought. Please witness your thought and ask again, what am I thinking? At the same time, maintain total awareness of any thought that is passing through the visible frame of your consciousness. Now you have to concentrate on yourself as if you were doing an asana poses. You should visualize yourself from the outside doing the poses with psychic awareness only. Do not move your body. Practice mental Surya Namaskara, the salute to the sun, and see yourself in each of the poses. Perhaps you're lying down, visualizing yourself. Perhaps you're moving into sun salute A, lifting the arms up over your shoulders, exhaling into a forward fold, inhaling into a gorilla, holding your breath, jumping back, inhaling to up dog, exhaling to downward facing dog. Inhale, half fold, exhale, full fold. Inhale, sweeping your arms out to the side, up to mountain pose. Then visualize yourself lying down in Shavasana, dead man's pose. From Shavasana, you move to shoulder stand, to plow, to fish, to a forward fold, cobra, turning over to lotus and headstand. Check that you are not sleeping. Now you are going to travel into your past. In the same way that you have traveled from the past to the present, so retracing your steps from your memory and consciousness backwards from this time. The past is part of time and time is part of your mind. Normally you walk forward in time. This time, try and walk backwards. By remembering your past, you are going into the deep recesses of your consciousness. Try to remember what happened from the present time to the time that you woke up this morning. You have to go back in time as if you were watching a film in reverse. And if not a film, a series or like a set of slides. Remember, start from the practice of yoga nidra and then recall what you were doing a half hour before that. Remember the important objects and feelings in that time. And then progress to a half hour before that, or in hour stages if that works better, to when you woke up this morning. Stage by stage, with full awareness, visualize and recall what you were doing, what you were thinking and feeling. When you have finished, bring your mind directly back to the present. We're going to do rapid image visualization. So bring your awareness to the present and make sure you are not sleeping. I am going to name a few objects and you should try to visualize them on the level of feeling, awareness, emotions, and your imagination as best you can. As fast as I go, as fast you should move, jumping from image to image in your mind. Do not worry about concentrating on any one image, but keep moving. Flickering candle, weeping willow tree, tall palm tree, car moving on a road, colored clouds gathering, yellow clouds, blue clouds, starlit night, full moon, dog standing, cat reposing, elephant moving, horse racing, sun rising, sun setting, ocean with waves, a big pond with clear water, blue lotus, white lotus, pink lotus, golden spider web, sandy bank on a wide river, boat sailing on the water, see the ripples, yourself lying down without clothes, completely naked, golden cord expanded from your navel to the sky, cross over a church, within the church a priest praying, a worshiper kneeling, chimney smoke rising from an old house, a cold winter, a fire burning in the house, dawn of day, temple bell ringing, a monk with shaven head, a yogi sitting in deep meditation. Intensify your awareness and go into an infinite ocean, calm and quiet. Try to discover a sound there. There is a sound in infinite ocean, dark green jungles on the shore, snakes, lions, goats living in friendliness. From the shore, a path leads to a lonely cottage in the jungle. A yogi is sitting outside in lotus pose. There is a fire and a smell of incense, fragrance of flowers, and an atmosphere of tranquility. All around can be heard the sound of Om, the chanting of Om over the infinite ocean. Become aware of your awareness and be a witness. Not the body, not the senses, not the mind, nothing but the different awarenesses. Become aware that you are observing yourself. Look within and try to become aware of the one who is looking. Who is aware of what you have been doing so far? Go into the cave of your mind, the Chittakashka. Go into the cave. There is a flame of light. Find that light and a small golden egg in the center of the light. A small golden egg, very bright, with light all around. Now is the time for you to repeat your resolve. Repeat the same one that you made at the beginning of your practice. One and the same, do not change it. Repeat that resolve 3 times with full awareness and feeling. Become aware of your breathing. Become aware of your natural breath, awareness of breathing, and awareness of relaxation. Develop awareness of your physical existence. Become aware of your arms and legs, your body lying stretched out on the floor. Become aware of the meeting points between your body and the floor. Develop an awareness of the room, the walls, the ceiling, the noises inside the room, and the noises outside the room. Take your mind out. Become completely external. Lie quietly for a few minutes, keeping your eyes closed. And then when you feel ready, start moving your body and stretching yourself. Please take your time. Do not hurry. When you are sure you are wide awake, gently bringing yourself back up to seated and opening your eyes. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete.